family and friends to this daily segment we are grateful to call Be Encouraged. If you were looking to experience Refuge Mount Olive's conferences, exclusive summits, even previous revivals, then we, the community of Romo, encourage you to become a subscriber. Here, you'll be able to receive presiding officer insight from yours truly, Drenande Summons, ministerial operation, as well as community outreach and, most importantly, empowerment. This is Romo Radio. If you were looking to experience Refuge Mount Olive's conferences, exclusive summits, even previous revivals, then we, the community of Romo, encourage you to become a subscriber. Here, you'll be able to receive presiding officer insight from yours truly, Drenande Summons, ministerial operation, as well as community outreach and, most importantly, empowerment. This is Romo Radio. Welcome in, family and friends, to this Tuesday's episode of Be Encouraged. I'm your host, Drenande Summons. A blessing and a privilege it is to serve as the presiding officer for Refuge Mount Olive, as well as for the speaker for this moment of empowerment. Today we will have our part two of our morning cup. It was so important for us to focus on forgiveness. And before we go into that discussion, I would like to bring up to you our subscribership. Subscribe to Refuge Mount Olive, people of Romo. Please, please, please start your year right with empowerment, community outreach, ministerial operations from the airwaves of Refuge Mount Olive's Romo Radio. We want you to be a part of the full experience. We have been blessed to have revivals, conferences, summits, different forms of empowerment with guest speakers and guest panelists. I've had the privilege to speak from here to Columbia, South Carolina, to different parts of the East Coast and West Coast. And those experiences you will all be able to find on the web, on the subscribers' experience. And a way for you to do that is for you to go on to line. Find where you can go on Spotify, wherever you have access, and then you're able to unlock the subscribership. If you need to take another step, type in Refuge Mount Olive, subscribe, and they will give you the appropriate information. It is a blessing because I do recall, Lord help me, but I do recall months ago, I believe it took a complete year to figure out, in partnership with the President's Guild, with the Refuge Mount Olive Leadership Board, Executive Board and Committee, with our superintendent leads, because everyone was in, and everyone is, you know, in charge, all hands on deck when it comes to making these forms of decisions, when it comes to membership and inclusivity from the financial aspect. And we were wanting to make sure there was a sophisticated way where for the audience, members, listeners, supporters felt most confident in their support. And it was a blessing that the subscribership opportunity came around and we all made a unanimous decision to move forward with the subscribership experience. And it has blessed us. And we want to continue to allow the subscribers' experience to bless these walls. And I assure you, this money goes into ministerial operation, community outreach, and empowerment for Refuge of Mount Olive. Every expense is documented and put into record. So if it's not coming out of my pocket, every donation is taken care of. And I assure you that this organization is able to stand because of our commitment. And I speak this. I am thankful because we have a refuge of love, of stability, and we are growing that. We desire to build community spaces from housing to recreational to different forms of national and international outreaches that will bless our youth from our seniors. And we can't do this without you all sowing your seeds, doing what you do best, blessing us, being a part of us. And so we want to move forward in 2024 with this intention. And again, I don't mean to take too much time, but again, I want for us to be reminded of the importance of sowing into the ministries we believe in, sowing into the organizations, sowing into the movements, even the movements, ministries, organizations outside of Romo. You should be investing into organizations, into just as much as we invest into companies, we need to invest into organizations, ministries. Let's not think that these things just happen through prayer and consecration. There's bills to pay. There's dues to be fulfilled. And we, as an organization, we want to be honorable in every aspect. So please let us subscribe. Let us donate. Let us give in the best regard possible as we are in 2023. Pardon me, as we are in 2024. Because we have had a great success in 2023 and we look forward to what 24 has. So another thing I have to thank, and then we'll go into the moment of empowerment. And it's so interesting. I was conversing with one of the Romo members, and I was saying, well, I don't ever want to overtalk my time, or I don't want to spend too much time on the same thing. And they said, well, we prefer you to speak more a little bit. I said, really? And they said, yeah. So with that being said, I'm going to take my time a little bit more. And so I thank the viewership on IGTV. When I tell you the viewership on IGTV has really skyrocketed. Romo, you all are showing up and showing out. Praise be to God. When I tell you, it just motivates and allows us to look forward for our in-person experiences. It blesses us to look forward for every opportunity we get to commune, whether that is virtual or that's in-person. Just know your activity is being appreciated. It's being loved. I don't care whether you go on IGTV on Thursday and listen to Power Hour. However way your schedule permits, please continue to attend. Please share, like, comment. Let us know you're present. Let us know. DM us prayer requests. DM us praise reports. Whatever you'd like us to say over Romo Radio, this is as much as your community. I am just a mouthpiece here. I am just a person to send the great message of community, of empowerment, of love, of all that has been placed on my heart. I look forward to the day where this platform is graced and shared by eclectic talented hosts and vocalists from all walks of life, national and international. I look forward to it, and it's not something in a regard that I think of and I say, I can't wait to get done with it so I don't have to do it. That's not at all. But because I can't say it all, I can't think of it all, I desire Refuge in Mount Olive to be a we factor and not an I factor. And I am blessed to be the presiding officer and for us to move these intentions into 2024 forward. I just have to get that off my chest because I thank you for the viewership. I thank you for the continuity of your support. because I really love Refuge in Mount Olive. I truly love this organization. I love all that it is in my life. I truly love this organization. It is home. It is community. It is empowering, and it is a responsibility that I am thankful for. And so, Romo, I truly love you. I love you so much. I thank God for each and every one of you, whether I've met you in person yet or not, whether you've listened to one episode or whether you've listened to all 800, 900 of episodes, I thank God for you. I love you so much. So let us just, again, keep that in perspective. Let us talk about forgiveness. We were talking in our morning cup yesterday about living in our authenticity. And in order to be free, we have to learn, and this is something that I'm learning, how to forgive and move forward. Sometimes we get a little bit too stuck on things that are no longer relevant. We get caught up. And there's a need for us to get to a point where we're able to do everything we're called to in a heart of thanksgiving, and where we're freed fully. There's some precautionaries that we still currently take because of fears or mistakes we've made that God has delivered us and freed us from. And until we forgive what happened, whether we caused it, whether it happened between us and someone else, and maybe they meant to do it, maybe all of the keys just felt like they were just out to hurt us. And people of Rome, well, there are going to be some people out there that just want to hurt us. I hate to tell you this, but I want to prepare you for your best self in 24. I want us to be equipped. I want us to live in our best life. I don't need us to wake up and think that we're not living, or we're not fully present, or we miss something. But let me make it perfectly clear that some people just don't want to see us win. Some people just rather allow us, pardon me, some people would rather us be as miserable as they are. Some people would rather see us fall and then laugh than help us. Some people would rather talk about us than pray for us. Some people would rather scorn us and deny us than receive us for who we are. Some people will not understand us in the regards that we hope for them to. Some people will not turn out to be the all-in-all great people we think that they are. May I continue? Some people will fail you in ways that you weren't even willing to fail yourself in. Some people will get you so upset that you befriended Satan and considered murder. Some people will get you to a point where you need to just let go of everything and release. My whole point of this whole some people stanza is for us to learn that we can't put expectations on people. That's why forgiveness is so important. Our expectations of people can't be so great. And I'm thankful that I'm speaking to a peer-based demographics right now. And you may not like this, but I still have to say it. And I pray that you come back a few podcast, maybe a few weeks, maybe you might skip a podcast or you might skip an IGTV experience. But I don't want you to stay mad, but it's okay to be mad at me after I say this. We have to be mindful that we don't know everything, and that the universe has organized us to have people in our life to show us things and how to not put our expectations on people so greatly. We have to be cognizant that we really don't have the privilege to ever put expectations on anyone else. And this is for, again, the peer group, because we're thinking mom and dad is supposed to do something. Someone else, the college is supposed to do something. The organization is supposed to do something. The administration roles I'm in are supposed to do something. The career paths are supposed to do something. We think that these things are supposed to do something. The church is supposed to do something. The pastor is supposed to do something. The singers are supposed to do something. You know, we go into these places with a level of expectation. And I'm so thankful, and I may just carry this on throughout the week. But we have these expectations that cloud our ability to forgive. We carry unnecessary expectations that cloud our mind to be wise and understanding in the behaviors of other people. When we get to a point where we're ready to understand the power of forgiveness isn't about what took place. It's simply about learning and releasing. Learning and releasing. May we get to that point. May we carry that in our hearts. The ability to learn and release and practice that within forgiveness. If you'd like to keep up with us outside of the podcast experience, you can follow us on Instagram at r.o.m.o_. You can also follow our YouTube page at Refuge in Mount Olive, as well as our Facebook. Thank you so much.